Good morning, Wisconsin.
Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. We're going to have some fun. We'll get some entertainment news for you in a little bit. We'll talk about some local theater, our newsletter. Melissa and I are also going to get into some other fun conversations as well. But we have, kicking off the 9 o'clock hour, new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber member, Rolling Rome. Jeremy Schmidt is with us right now. Jeremy has already, you know, gotten comfortable here. This is your second time here. He's becoming a regular, and we like that. We appreciate that, especially because I don't know if anybody is better dressed in this building than you, sir. You're looking good, Jeremy, as you have before. Thanks for being here. How you doing?
Thanks. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Jeremy, let's dive right into Rolling Rome and what the company is.
Sure. So last summer, last May, when I moved back to Wisconsin, was just looking to figure out kind of next steps after the military, and was helping my parents one Sunday using a product called the Beach Roller. And was, you know, doing my dad's shore, my mom and dad's shore. And then when I came inside, talked to them about it, found out that the Tri-Lakes had been for a few years buying these things in bulk. So there were probably about 500-600 of them on those three lakes.
Yeah, yeah.
And my kind of business senses just kind of started tingling. And I knew there was no way all 600 people were using them on the regular. And this thing has to be used regularly. Like the weeds on those lakes, we talked a little bit about it the other time, grow fast and grow with, you know, a fury. They spread fast. They grow fast. So, I mean, if without regular maintenance of these weeds, you're going to have a swamp in a very short time.
Mm-hmm. They sprout up like weeds. Go figure.
When I first moved to this area, I lived on Lake Camelot in a cove with my nan and pop and my grandparents. And my papa didn't know any of this stuff. He just saw a lake, loved the idea of moving there and everything, and moved there from Chicago and stuff. But when he moved there, they didn't know any how to maintain a lake or take care of any of these things. And oftentimes, my dad would go out there and try to do some of this and everything. And he was using like a rake, like a literal rake, sometimes to do this and stuff. And it looked good, but boy, they would have really loved to meet you, man, because this is something that I feel like it's one of those things that you notice more once it's actually being used.
Sure.
You may not, you get used to certain things, especially with that beautiful view that you might have of your lake or any of those things.
Yeah.
But once you start using this on a consistent basis, like it needs to be, you're really going to notice a difference.
You do. And, you know, I had the fortunate ability within a short period of time to build a customer base of 70 customers. And, you know, they all understood that this is something that has to be maintained weekly. Just like we all love a nice manicured lawn, you know, you're going to want a nice manicured shoreline.
When it comes to your customers or the people you've talked to about this, are there any, you know, questions that consistently come up or you know, thoughts about this that do?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get too
into the weeds.
Yeah, I know. I stopped myself.
No, we love puns around here. That was fantastic.
I'll roll out the red carpets for them. But, you know, the big thing with doing this is these weeds, a lot of them are invasive species. A lot of them are growing at a rate that are much faster than they should be. I don't want to get into the politics of the whys. Everybody has a lot of opinions on the whys. The facts are the weeds are growing fast and out of control. And if we want to keep, you know, our Wisconsin shorelines, we got to figure out a way to do it. And I'm very happy that it is a non-chemical solution. We continue to not go under the docks, not go under boat launches for specific reasons, you know. But, you know, there's still going to be plenty of room for the natural habitat there. I would even venture to say that the overwhelming amount of weeds, you know, causes harm to fish and other wildlife in the lakes. So clearing some of them out actually allows
some breathing space. I'm just going to have all kinds of puns with this.
The
fish need room to swim, right? Quite literally the truth. So
when I'll be honest, I didn't get to do a ton of homework on this, but looking into it over the weekend, one of the things that I saw, I know we have a lot of catfish hunters, catchers out there, and anglers, and they are a particular species that does better from this. There are certain breeds that, like you're saying, the way the catfish lay their eggs and everything, they need a little less. They need a little bit. So there's certain things that really do help out the environment, that work well with the environment with this process. Mm-hmm. And it's really wonderful to see. Along with, I imagine, and just in the conversations we've had, I'm saying this, you are also very, while this company is doing very well and things are going good, you're certainly adapting. And learning as you go with this, like any company would. Every single business you've ever heard of has done that and adapted as they grow. No pun intended. So with that, it's certainly something that is exciting to kind of be on the ground floor on for us as consumers and people to be able to be a part of and everything, to really be able to reach out to you. And I want to also mention, any questions you might have, Jeremy is looking forward to answering them and listening and hearing you on them.
Oh, absolutely. The joy I had last summer was learning about, the issues that people were having around the lakes. And, being back in Wisconsin and learning that this is an issue with many waters throughout the state of Wisconsin. What a fun opportunity to be able to, help others, enjoy what is one of the most known things in Wisconsin, our lakes, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lakes, cheese, and beer is probably mm-hmm. the top three.
Yeah.
Being then a part of that world, to be directly connected to Wisconsin's, most valued resource, I'm thrilled to be doing this.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy, can you walk us through this process a little bit and how this works?
Sure. So basically, two-man teams go out, two-man, two-person, two-woman teams, will go on out there and use a combination of tools for the initial clean. When you go online, you can see all the five tools for that. But the weekly maintenance of it is used with the tool called the beach roller, from a gentleman in Minnesota. And then depending on the package, because the baseline package actually does not include the sand slicer, but all the other packages do also include then the service with the sand slicer tool that we spoke about the other
week. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, which is that's a wonderful combination right there. And a great service to be able to offer. Because in part two, again, I mentioned my Nana Papa, my grandparents, they were retired when they took over they bought their house and had their spot. We know that a lot of our senior population lives on the lakes and is out there. And while plenty of you guys out there can take care of this stuff on your own, doesn't hurt you. You're retired. You deserve somebody to maybe do this for you. And certainly, there's something to be said, and it's nothing against anybody doing these things themselves or anything like that. But when you bring pros in, when you bring in people that this is their specialty, this is what they do, you're going to notice a difference. And I think you're going to be very happy with that difference.
Well, and my primary workforce is actually 16 to 24 year olds. And I know this is going to sound crazy, but even though it's part-time work, I'm actually giving them benefits. They'll have YMCA membership. They'll have paid time off as they earn it throughout the summer, because I want them to see that, there's value in hard work. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to, give it back to them as well.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So where do I send my resume? Where do I? No, I'm kidding.
I think you're awesome. A little older than 24, James.
Yeah.
Throwing that out there.
Well, and Mel, honestly, the secondary group of folks is going to be more the recent retirees who maybe want to do just maybe 5 to 10 shores a week for their green fees or whatever they're wanting to do. But then they can help fill in when my primary folks want to go do their summer sports camps and all the other things that 18 to 24 year olds don't want to miss out on.
Right.
So. Jeremy, that's really, I want to talk mostly about the business here, but I could talk to you another 20 minutes about this. I find that that's awesome, man. That's mm-hmm. really cool that you're doing that. What made you want to do that? Because I don't know that anybody, if we're having this conversation and you didn't mention that and you weren't doing it, it's not going to change the way we're feeling about you or thinking about you or anything like that. That's really above and beyond.
But it's really great insight into the workforce and thinking about how you can best adapt that to your business. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. I've said it many times before, just on these two interviews, but it was definitely some divine inspiration on that one.
Really cool, and really appreciated. And again, where were you 20 years ago? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Jeremy, is there anything else we wanted to make sure to get out there before we let you go today?
Well, you know I always want to do my thanks, so I definitely do want to thank God, thank my parents. Great, huge thanks to the customers last summer who, you know, went out of their way. And you know, we all have someone that inspires us, and certainly don't want to embarrass her by name, but just want to say thank you to my muse and for all the inspiration this past year.
Well done. Well done, sir. And Jeremy, that door is wide open for you. Anytime you want to come in, anytime you want to talk, I think especially as we get closer to summer, maybe bring in and remind everybody about some of these services that you offer and everything. I think that'd be great. Well, we want to remind everybody that when you become a new member of the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, this is one of the things that comes with it. You join us on the air for 10, 15 minutes, tell everybody about your business. What we don't always get to remind everybody is that door stays open. Any local business that's working with the chamber, that's working with us, you are always welcome here. So we're looking forward to hanging out and talking again real soon, man. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, this is a blast. Thank you for inviting me.
You got something, Melissa?
I was just going to say, make sure you check out his website. This website's awesome. Yeah. So it's rolling-rome.com.
Mm-hmm. Be sure to bookmark that, everybody. And keep in mind, when last time we talked, SandSlicer was what we were focusing on. And that website is similar, sand-slicer.com. Be sure to bookmark both of those. And as we get closer and closer to nicer weather, I promise it's coming. Brittany told us it's coming.
We trust Brittany.
You're going to want to reach out to Jeremy and these great services. And we'll be talking to you again, sir. Take care.
All right, thank you.
Melissa and I will be back with more fun coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Want to send a big shout out to Jeremy Schmidt from Rolling Rome and Sand Slicer for joining us.
Awesome.
That was a lot of fun. I do have a bit of a note, though, about that interview. I did tell Jeremy that the door was always open. He is welcome back. I'm not sure how much I mean that anymore. I just got done walking out into the front and into the hallway here and everything, and the swooning. That man is too handsome and dresses too well and is too good on the radio. I cannot allow this. I need this job. I need this job, Jeremy.
No, James, are you feeling a little intimidated?
A little bit. We appreciate Jeremy joining us.
Like he's got a pretty successful business already. Yeah, I think you're safe.
I think so.
Vincenzo, I think you're safe.
Check out Jeremy's business. Buy local, support local. Again, rolling-rome.com. And of course, last time he joined us, we were talking about Sand Slicer, sand-slicer.com. Read up all about those. I encourage you to buy local, support local, everybody.
Absolutely.
Listen, I'm going to dive into some entertainment news and interesting story coming up right here as we look at the weekend box office numbers. Didn't get a chance to get into this yesterday. In an unexpected upset, the Jason Statham thriller, A Working Man, took number one at the box office, besting the rapidly declining Snow White movie. Even after a lackluster debut, the Walt Disney Company live-action remake was predicted to remain the top film in the U.S. and Canadian theaters over the weekend. Instead, it got dropped down. It got dropped down under Working Man. Directed by David Ayer, a great director. It beat its expectations of $15 million and pulled in a 160 some. So, okay. Huge weekend for that movie.
For that movie, yeah. Although, are either of us surprised that the live-action remake didn't do as well as expected?
No, I'm not. And there's two things here. One, a lot of people have been saying that the reason this movie hasn't done well, a part of the reason that it hasn't done well is because of its star, Rachel Zegler, and some of her, online comments. And then there's some people saying that it's because it's not that she doesn't look like the traditional Snow White, blah, 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 blah. There might be some truth to some of those things. But those are factors that usually we're talking like 2-3%, maybe a little bit higher, maybe a little bit lower. What really comes into play is what Melissa touched on right away. These don't do well. None of them have done well. Disney has one of the most coveted things in all of entertainment, IP. They have tons of IP, and they got it early. Old Walt knew what he was doing when it came to taking people's copyrights, and doing. It's funny to me how Disney has literally two teams of lawyers that are just sitting there and waiting for you to try to copyright their stuff. Because Disney pretty much got it, made its name on the Grimm Brothers fairy tales and a lot of that, which, you know, they were able to get around copyright laws and different things because of. And here we are in this day and age where a lot of the purpose of these live action things were to bring in new audience. Disney wants new members. They want younger people and everything. And, well, you know, inclusion is a big deal to younger audiences. Having representation is a big deal. It's the oddest thing, Melissa. Young people actually want to see people that look like them on TV and movies. It's so weird. It's so woke. How dare they? How dare they? Imagine the idea, Melissa, of a young child of different skin tone than maybe some of the people out there, or maybe a different hair color or something like that. And they go and Christmas and they see a Santa that looks like them. Oh, the horror, the damage that could do to society. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. What gets caught up in all of this noise, this first part I mentioned and the second part I'm mentioning right there, what gets lost in the shuffle is these just aren't good movies. All of that stuff certainly plays into factor here, but what gets lost in the shuffle to me is Disney just throwing their IP out there and getting to make millions off it. Because this movie bombed, and they still made money. Still made money off of it. And if they didn't, they have insurance clauses to cover that. So they don't really have to try. They don't have to be new.
They're playing with house money.
Now, what I do admire is when Disney, and I give them credit for this, when they do the representation thing, for whatever reasons they're doing it, whether the right reasons are wrong, they're doing it. And I'm at the point in this game where I'm just happy to see, you know, some people up there. Maybe seeing the Passion of the Christ with actual Jewish people in it, something like that. That's the day and age we're in now. And that's a positive, everybody, especially if you care about realism. And something that's closer to things. You know, Jesus not looking like Jim Morrison, but actually looking like it says in the Bible, hair of sheep's wool, skin of bronze. These kind of things. You want to get accurate? Let's get accurate. Let's get representing. And and that's where you really, I give them credit for. But what's getting lost is that the movies aren't very good. and that's the part that I get frustrated. And one of the most frustrating parts to me is that you can just kind of be lazy with creativity. And continue to make money off of this when, you know, Pixar and some of these other companies are trying different stuff. They're mixing these worlds. Yeah, they got representation. They've also just got interesting original stories they're telling.
Right. And that's probably more of a draw than, I mean, if I had the opportunity, if I had 2 hours to just do nothing and this happened to be on, would I watch it? Yeah, probably. Just to see it. But will I go out of my way to try to see this movie? No, I will not.
Some of the other factor here is with the movie, the Jason Statham movie doing well. And there's a long time joke on Jason Statham movies that it's basically the same thing. It's a guy who's a beekeeper or just your everyday working man who also happens to have a action hero worth of military training in his brain that just he's been dormant and he hasn't done anything. And then somebody wrongs a friend of his and then things are off then. And then Jason Statham's jumping over cars and he's shooting guns and he's all over the place. And it's simple action. It's just popcorn you can just eat. You don't have to think about it. You just chew. And people want movies like that. I'm not saying that's the only movies they want. You saw the success of Oppenheimer and other movies like that.
Yeah.
People want to think, but they also want a chance to just take a break. And if they're going to take a break, what they don't want is something that they've been seeing since they were a little kid in Snow White or any of these stories. Yeah, the Jason Statham thing is nothing original, but it's also easy eye candy. It's also just really easy to digest.
Right. Right. And sometimes we just need to unplug from reality for a little while and watch somebody go beat people up because we can't do it in real life.
I mean, my brain can't help working with seeing the reality in things and seeing the realism of things. I've mentioned this with horror movies before. It's why horror movies are completely wasted on me.
I still want you to watch that unicorn one.
I do got to watch that one. I got to tell you about Death of a Unicorn.
I need a review to see if I want to watch it.
That did fairly well in the box office, by the way. Did all right. Which nobody was expecting it to do that great. The movie collected a modest 5.8 mil, but that's still better than a lot of people would have expected. Next weekend, Warner Brothers, a Minecraft movie, is expected to win the weekend handedly, and that could also knock out Snow White completely out of the top five. So we'll see how that goes.
I imagine that one's going to do well.
You want something original. You want something fun. Every day at the theater there are no repeats. Every day is original. Every day is different. And we've been experiencing that throughout the 50 years of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, and especially this year, celebrating that 50th year. Whether we're talking about Drinking Habits or White Christmas or Arsenic and Old Lace or any of the Silver Foxes productions or Hopo productions, it has been a really fun 50th year at WRCT, and we're not done yet.
No, we're not. We have an absolutely fantastic set, James. The fact that the whole thing spins around is just, and it's so smooth. One person can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not how it's going to be done, but.
Right.
It's like I said, it's a character of its own. Mm-hmm. It's going to have its own scenes, two scenes specifically. And the cast is just doing so great. I am so proud of everybody and how hard they're working. James, I set my expectations high and they're meeting them, which is just awesome. We're barely into week three of rehearsals.
It's got to feel good, and it's one of those things that's a fun part of this process, getting to experience, getting to see that your team grow and the chemistry build. Are you enjoying yourself, Melissa? I know how serious and how much this means to you and everything, but I hope you're having fun, too.
Oh, yeah. Every night is fun. They make me laugh every time we run a scene. I'm seeing something new. I'm seeing things that I like, and they're not even off book yet. I mean, many of them are close for some of our scenes, and it's just that blowing me away with their talent, with their dedication, their hard work. I've got the best crew. They're right there. They're asking me, you know, okay, you want this? No, I want something else. And they're like, okay, got it. It's absolutely fantastic working with all of these people at WRCT. I love it.
It's got to be one of the funnest things to be able to sit back and have this vision in your head of what you want, and then seeing one of your actors out there and they do something, you know, maybe they just a touch differently than you had planned it, or adding something, and you're like, oh, I love that, or you like that. And it's such a fun part of this whole thing in this that we do with the theater.
Yeah, and it's going to be even more fun when they get their books out of their hands and we can really start to develop these characters, because as you know, it's really hard to do that when you're holding a script.
Yeah, yeah, especially a play like this where there's a lot of props. And
there is so many props. There's so much action. These they're going to lose pounds during rehearsals for this show, because I've got them running all over the place. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm so proud of them already.
The Noises Off, the final spring production of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's main stage shows, directed by, of course, our Melissa Kay.
I'm ready to laugh, because you will absolutely laugh through this whole show.
It premieres May 1st. Get your tickets right now, a month away. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org, and be sure to buy local, support local. And that, of course, includes our WFHR newsletter. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about this tomorrow as we get people ready for the Thursday edition. But how's it coming together, Melissa?
Oh, you know, we're hard at work. It's being an election week this week. Obviously, we're focused on that a little bit more. So the newsletter will evolve throughout the week as we get through this election process. And I hope everybody gets out and votes today.
Find out what's in store for the next edition of our WFHR newsletter by signing up at WFHR.com. Just takes a couple of seconds.
It's easy and free.
Yeah. And while you're at it, feel free to leave in the comments stories that you'd like us to cover, or you'd like to hear more about, or just ideas you have. We love your feedback, everybody.
Yes.
We will take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Pam got us another April Fool's joke. We're going to wrap up our show with that. We'll get into that one in a little bit. But we did have a birthday that we missed that we wanted to get in. Cassandra Encrow, we want to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cassandra.
Such a beautiful name. Enjoy your day, Cassandra. I hope it's a good one for you. We will mention this again tomorrow in our birthday and anniversaries, but I wanted to get that in there real quick. Also wanted to talk about this with you, Melissa. JetBlue has announced a new partnership with a startup called Weather Promise for a new program that will reimburse travelers if it rains on your vacation. And this is legit. This is not an April Fool's joke. Although it isn't for every...
I don't know if I can believe you till tomorrow, James.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I should have done this story yet tomorrow. there's a couple things like that I think I did. So this is how it works. You book a vacation through them. The guarantee is available, quote, on eligible flight and hotel packages booked through JetBlue Vacations. There's protection offered for all trip components, including car rentals and activities. Then you know if your trip is covered because you pay for it. Yes, nothing is free, and this looks like it's kind of travel insurance. There's not one set price that you'd pay. It varies by the trip. Travel and Leisure tried it out. The weather guarantee for an 11-day trip to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic, and it costs about $111. It would provide a reimbursement of up to $2,500, equivalent to the total cost of the trip, if it rained for at least 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Then a little rain doesn't count. It has to be excessive rain, which is a little vague. Weather Promise uses AI satellite imagery, weather stations, and radars to prove a custom-made excessive rain threshold for trips.
Kind of sounds like a gimmick to me.
We've already, JetBlue has already lost half of the audience. Yep. Like this already has tons of holes in it. In the Punta Cana example, it'd have to rain at least three of the 11 days, and they considered it a day of rain if it rained more than 0.04 inches for more than 2 hours between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And then the reimbursement is processed automatically. There's no paperwork to file, and you still get to take the trip. So that part is very cool if it happens.
Right.
You shouldn't expect to get your vacation paid for because the weather isn't perfect. It's basically a way to make you feel more comfortable booking a trip to Florida during hurricane season or something like that.
Okay. I mean, and it's just a way for them to, what did you say? It was $111
yeah.
for the insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, it is an easy way for them to charge another fee. And then maybe it'll pan out that you need it and maybe, you know, they just make more money.
I don't understand. I will say that I empathize with anybody in sales and marketing and all of those things. It's very tough to reinvent the wheel. It's very difficult to find a new way to sell things or that or what have you. That being said, one of the more, you know, things that you can count on in life is a sale that is easy. What do I got to do? Show up and buy this and I get one free, or buy this and I get two. But as soon as you start going above two, people lost. Buy five of these and get the sixth one free. No, you lost me. scan a QR code. No, you lost me.
But yes.
nine times out of 10, this is the way it works. And this is sales 101. Like, the more complicated you make something, the more people you lose. You can have the most diehard JetBlue fans in the world, and they're not reading every single detail of this.
Well, because we all know, most of us know, that insurance, for the most part, is a bit of a, I don't know, James, what would you call it?
Scam?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to protect against eventualities that may or may not happen. But who wins in that?
Yeah.
For the most part.
My complaints about the Disney live action things are no different than this. You're not paying attention to your audience. You're not listening to the audience. You're not looking at what they want. You're doing what you want and what you think is a good idea, what you think is a good sale, or what you think is a good movie. If you get out of your bubble and look and listen to what people are looking for, you might actually come up with a pretty darn good sale and do your job. Like, to me, this is just a bunch of wordplay. It's just just a bunch of like, yeah, here's a bunch of words to tell you to try to make you feel better, although it really doesn't once you read the fine print.
Well, and that's the thing, the fine print, because we want to, insurance is supposed to make us feel more secure. But there's all these loopholes, and there's all these, because insurance companies are so big and they have so much money, and they can write the fine print in a way that, sure, you pay what, $1,000 a month for protection, and then you still get hit with a giant bill when something happens that your insurance is supposed to cover. I'm sorry, that doesn't, no.
One of the things that catches my attention in life is unchecked power. And there's nothing in life that you can tell me should have unchecked power. Not a company, not a politician. Nothing in life should have unchecked power, other than my mother, of course. outside of that, and in business, one of the things that happens is you get fat on the land. Your company does well, and people are helping you make you successful. And so what do you do when it comes to sale time, or it comes with ideas or anything like that? And just throw this at them. Now, we don't really have to think about it because our company's doing fine. So we don't have to really work that hard. To me, I think we're actually a decent example of this. At every stage of WFHR's growth in the time I've been here, it's made me want to work even harder. Mm-hmm. The idea of what Heart of Wisconsin Media was looking to do, and the investment they put in us, and seeking us out and wanting us as a team, not just our station, but our team, that just encouraged me all the more and made me want to work even harder. And then Civic and Sage come in, and they've invested in us so much. They've added team members to us. They've given us so many different things. I don't feel like, okay, now I can just take my foot off the brake. I can take my foot off the gas. Like, and no, I'm pressing even harder now. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, that's what business is supposed to do. It's supposed to make you want to work even harder, make even, thank the audience, thank your consumers, and show them you appreciate them by actually coming up with good ideas, good sales, showing that you're listening to them. That's the job of business, working hand in hand with the people that are making you money.
Right.
This is not that.
That are buying your product.
Yeah. This is not that. Now, I think I do got one, though, that is that, possibly. A startup in the UK called Delta H Innovations has been working hard on something called a cool can.
Okay.
It looks like an ordinary can until you check the bottom. There's a power button that activates the beer cooling technology. And that is a sentence I just said with all seriousness. Yeah.
This is not an April Fool's joke?
No, not at all. It also works on soda or any liquid. There's an inner wall like insulated mugs. Pushing the power button blends water with a mix of salts that causes a cooling reaction. The outside of the can gets freezing cold in a few seconds. The only disappointing part is it still takes a while to chill the beer.
Right, because it's not going to, like, instantly.
Yeah. Depending on how hot it is, it can take up to 10 minutes to get cold, but it eventually gets down to 43 degrees.
Wow.
They say the best part is the cooling reaction continues every time you take a sip, and it can stay cold for 45 minutes. It only holds 70% of what a normal can would, so for 12 ounces, it has to be the size of a 16-ouncer. So, tall boy.
Right.
And it's meant for situations where you might want a cold drink, but you have a way to chill it. But you don't have a way to chill it. You could take a 12-pack out camping and not bring a cooler or ice. They say
yes, because when you go out camping, the only thing you need on ice is your beer.
That is much more your wheelhouse than mine. I don't know. They say the cans can still be recycled, and it shouldn't raise the price too much. They call the additional cost per can marginal. It's not clear how soon you might see these self-cooling cans in stores, but they're already in talks with major beer companies, Coca-Cola and Red Bull. And if there is a market for this, you know, I could see it doing well.
Yeah. Actually, you know, this is kind of a fun invention.
Yeah.
It really is. It's something innovative that we haven't really seen yet, as far as I know.
This is one of those products where I think this version is cool, and I give this company credit. If I'm being honest, I think what really could be cool is the evolution of this, and when the tech gets more affordable and you see more companies coming out with their version of it or whatever, maybe even this company, and the more perfected version. I have friends of mine that are, I have one friend, I should say, that will is one of these people that is still standing in line to get one of these new iPhones or whatever. And mm-hmm. and I talk to her about this every time. I'm like, you know this, how this goes. The new phone comes out, and then they got a ton of bugs, so you might as well wait 6 months for them to get that all fixed before you get the new phone.
But I gotta have the newest one. Come on.
I think about products like this with that, more so mm-hmm. than phones. Like, oh, this is cool right now, but if this has a chance to get funding and they you know, fine-tune it a little bit, it could be a really, really cool product.
Well, and also what else it can be used for.
Yes.
You know, like that's the cool part is what other applications does this technology have that can make life better for people besides chilling their beer?
It really, in the scheme of time, wasn't that long ago that there were, you know, people that traveled neighborhoods with big blocks of ice because we didn't have refrigeration. You know, to where we are now, first, let's take a step back and appreciate that. That's pretty cool. No, again, no pun intended.
Ice houses.
Jeez, I'm the worst. The idea that evolved, and now refrigeration is nothing. We don't even think twice about it.
We couldn't live without it.
Yeah. And we just talked about having coolers. Like, look where that technology ended up and is still going. Mm-hmm. I think of that with this. I think that, you know, 10, 20, whatever years from now, it might be kind of cool. This might be a product that's literally on every single can of any product you buy.
Yeah.
It could be. We'll see.
Well, we'll see. Who knows?
I'm not telling you to invest. That is not at all what I'm telling you to do. But it could be interesting. Could be the technology, I think. It could be quite fascinating to see how that grows.
It's interesting. We'll see how it evolves.
Mm-hmm. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. We got fun stuff lined up for you, some good stories of the day, and plenty more. And one more April Fool's joke coming up. All that in store for you on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Want to thank our listeners, our guests, everybody for hanging out with us today. It's been a lot of fun. A special thank you to our guests for calling in, our listeners for calling in, mm-hmm. and to Jeremy Schmidt for joining us from Rolling Rome.
Yeah, it's good to have him back again.
It was a lot of fun. Be sure to check out everything that we talked about at Rolling Rome at rolling-rome.com, and mm-hmm. of course, Sandslicer at sand-slicer.com. Keep in mind, he's got great Facebook pages as well. Be sure to follow him on Facebook. Share his posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to our April Fool's Day joke in a second, but one more reminder to all of you while we are live on the air here about it being Election Day, one of our favorite days around here. We love promoting the election, talking about election, encouraging you to get out there and vote. Be informed, and you can find all that information you need to make sure you're registered, what's on your ballot, all of that information for you at myvote.wi.gov.
Yes. Yep. Yep. You can find out what's on your ballot and check your registration. You can register same day at the polls.
I want to thank all of our, we had Trent Miner in yesterday, our clerk around here. Trent does such an amazing job to getting everybody ready for this and talking about it. I would certainly want to thank Melissa and our team here doing such a great job covering these topics leading up to today. And a gigantic thank you to the volunteers, to the poll workers out there working so hard and helping democracy ring.
Yes, yes. Thank you for all your hard work.
MyVote.wi.gov. Get on over there, everybody. Double check. Make sure you are set and ready to go.
Polls are open until 8 p.m. tonight.
Pam brought us this one, this April Fool's. This was done on April Fool's Day some years ago. The wives of the regular radio show hosts did the entire show that morning. The guys were nowhere to be heard.
Oh, I love it.
It was promised as a big change on April 1st. Be sure to listen. It surprised a lot of people that day, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious.
So I'm going to be honest. Part of the reason we haven't done a ton of April Fool's jokes around here is because they did the best one. I mean, that was just great. I don't know that we could top that. We're going to try one day. I'll tell you that. But that's just such a great idea. It was so good. Well played, you guys. That was a good one. And appreciate your reminding us of that trip down memory lane, Pam. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Well, of course, we want to remind everybody as well that it's our break into spring text to win statewide contest going on.
That's right. You have chances to win today. Text in those keywords.
In just a little bit, you'll get another one. We're looking forward to getting that to you. Your daily chance to win Chula Vista Getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, or $100 cash every hour. One of those things could be yours. Plus, every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing of a brand-new queen mattress set from our friends over at Verlo. Big shout-out to them and all the sponsors and partners that we have in this contest.
James, does the mattress have springs?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question.
I mean, a lot of them don't now. Mine doesn't. Yeah. I have a foam mattress, but I that's the first time I connected. Oh, it's spring into the text.
Yeah, yeah.
The spring. It's a mattress. Now I get it. I was thinking spring cleaning, but no, it's.
That I love both. I love the play on both of those. I also appreciate that you mentioned that, Melissa, because I did not know that until recently. That like mattresses don't even have springs anymore.
A lot of them don't. They do still have spring mattresses with springs, but the technology is advancing.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I looked for a new mattress. So it's been a while. It really threw me.
Probably should be on your list, James.
Mm-hmm. This has inspired me. This great contest, Civic Media's Breaking a Spring Text to Win contest. Be listening at the top of the 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours for another keyword to text to us. You got the whole hour to get it to us. You got one chance to get it to us. So get it in that hour, and then you can sit back and know that you're done.
Yes, but there are four chances a day.
Yes. Tomorrow we'll kick it off again at 7, 11, 1, and 4. Be listening for your chance. And a big thank you to everybody who has already played along.
Mm-hmm.
Good things coming up for you throughout the day today. As I mentioned, Jane and Greg coming up in just a little bit to bring you Matt and Air on Air. They'll not only have that keyword for you, but have a ton of fun to lead you into the noon hour.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we'll have Midday Magazine a little bit later for you today. Be sure to join us from that from 4 to 5. In part one, our friends Dawn and Jake are going to join us from the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department.
Oh, awesome.
And a Parks and Building Superintendent, Jake is. So we're looking forward to talking about the zoo, the Rapids tree sale, T-ball, and coach pitch registration. So much to talk about with them.
Oh, yeah. So many fun things coming up. It's almost summer.
And speaking of, we'll have in part two our friends from the Southwood County YMCA in.
Oh, great.
Baxter and Jacob will be here to talk a little bit about some of the cool things they're doing over there. Looking forward to it.
Nice to hear an update from Baxter. He's got to be settling in solidly now in that new position. So,
such great guests. I cannot wait. That's going to be a fun hour. Be here for it a little bit later, everybody. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a blast. Looking forward to that and looking forward to, again, getting your Easter egg hunts out there. Keep in mind, we're looking for all Easter egg hunts.
Easter eggs.
Let us know. Give our front desk a call. Talk to Pam and give her a call at 715-424-1300. Or you can email us info@wfhr.com and get us those Easter egg hunts so we can tell the world about them.
Yes, indeed. And also we should mention that we are doing special election coverage tonight starting at 8 o'clock. I will be out in the field reporting from the Schimmel campaign. And giving you live election update coverage all across the state. We have reporters in all of the watch parties tonight. So
we appreciate you, Melissa. Appreciate the work you're doing on that one and everybody as far as the Civic Media news team that's out there. Again, helping democracy ring. We appreciate you. And I will be tuned in.
We have Todd Alba and Dan Schaefer covering at the desk.
Now, I have a class tonight, Melissa. Oh, that's great. I want to mention, I don't want to skate over that. That's great people to have there running things, too. We appreciate them. Other great workers. I'm going to have a class tonight, so I'm going to have you on in the background. So if every once in a while you could throw in improv terminology, that would be great. No, I'm kidding, Joe. I'll be tuned in. We'll be all tuned in. Listen.
Yes.
I want to remind everybody about something else, too. Now, the Laura Ingalls Wilder exhibit was going to kick off today, Melissa, but they're not able to. I saw this on their Facebook post over at the Southland County Humane Society, or Historical Museum.
Yeah, there was a shipping delay, so they will be letting us know. They'll update on their Facebook page when they're able to open, but it's coming. I mean, they've got the display for some time, so you will get a chance to see it, just not today.
Looking forward to when it opens. We'll maybe have Phil on and talk about it a little bit.
Oh, I hope to get over there and check it out.
Yes,
I'd love
yes.
to see it.
You and me both. It sounds mm-hmm. so cool. Right up your alley. It's pretty cool. Our friends over at the South County Humane Society are going to be joining us this Thursday with our Pet of the Week. We want you to make plans on your calendar for their Super Spring Spectacular taking place over at beautiful Bullseye Golf Club Saturday, April 12th, 10 to 2. Join them for...
10 to 2?
I don't know what that was right there.
10 to 2.
Yeah,
there was a play on the words, the super.
That's what I was trying to do, but my mouth kept doing it. Join them for food, raffle baskets, kids games, music, and more. All attendees will be entered in a free drawing for a chance to win one of three great door prizes. Got a ton of great sponsors a part of this one. A big thank you to our friends over at the Suffolk County Humane Society bringing us fun events like this one.
Oh, any chance to help out our shelter pets is such a great feeling.
And a quick reminder that the gang over at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties has their Community Shred Day coming up at Thursday, April 17th, 9 to 11. Be sure to make plans for that over at Prevail Bank. A big thank you to them for that one, too.
Mm-hmm. That's an important day. Get your documents shredded.
A British woman who lives in Michigan is going viral for listing her favorite American terms you'd never hear in England. She's not ripping on the U.S. She just really enjoys them. A few she mentions are like y'all or you're all set or have a good one. Have a good one is, yeah.
This sounds normal to us, but it's funny that, you know, different cultures have different sayings and phrases and things like that.
It's kind of fun to say American terminology in, like, other accents, like, you know. But
American terminology.
Y'all have a good one now. Hey, y'all have a good one off that. Hey, I hope you do. It's just fun. It's just fun. Yeah. And happy birthday to Jose Church and Annie Wallace Hadrill. They've been next door neighbors in Oxford, England since 1986 and happen to share a birthday. They both turn 101 years old today.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
That's awesome. Congrats, you two. Happy birthday and anniversary from you guys, to you guys out there. We encourage you to celebrate at El Cafe. I don't know how you'll do that from London, but figure it out.
Phone it in.
Yes, there you go. Fun, great show. Melissa, take it easy today. Hope it goes well tonight, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a great day, everybody. Be good to each other, and be good to our poll workers out there. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.